So it is a ton of activity on track, sort of a racing fan's dream, all three of the series together. I can't wait. I love it. Just really looking forward to a great weekend.
Hi, this is Doug Bowles, president of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN.
720 WGN, and we are ready to head back to the bricks, and nobody better to talk to than, of course, the president of Indianapolis Motor Speedway, the one and only Doug Bowles. Doug, welcome to WGN.
Well, thanks for having me on. As always, love catching up with you.
You know what? When I knew that we were going to talk and getting closer to the race weekend, it made me think how awesome the Indy 500 was. And so I'm not sure if you guys are still, how long does like Cloud 9 last, right? Because you had a perfect day. You had an amazing sold out. I mean, it was just one of the greatest days for race fans, I think, in the history. And I think they'll all say they knew where they were when kind of thing. How long does that kind of last for you? Is it the next day? You give yourself a week?
Well, you know, it's for me, certainly, it was a great event, right? Getting everybody there and being able to do it without restrictions and sort of an exciting finish, a winner that I don't think people would have predicted on the front end when you're putting the, you know, top five or six folks you thought might win in a list. But I pretty much right away get right into what didn't work right and how do we fix it for next year. So, and my wife gives me a hard time for that. I need to learn to stop and celebrate instead of stop and say, okay, how do we make it better? So we've been full on to how do we make it better for the 107th running, and we'll try and do the best we can for our fans when they come back. But it was, you know, a little over 50 days ago that the checkered flag fell on that Indy 500, and we got focused on what happens a year later, and then also what's happening throughout the summer. So not a lot of time to rest right now. Maybe enjoy it in the winter when I look back on the year.
Well, you know, the fans enjoyed it. You mentioned the word celebrate, and there were so many things that happened outside of what was just the awesome action on the track that people loved as well. And so that's an inspiration for people to get back to the bricks coming up the weekend, the 30th and the 31st. And so talk a little bit about that. I love this, and I know race fans do, because it is the one opportunity to see an Xfinity race, to see the stars, the biggest stars of the Cup Series of NASCAR, and all your favorites from the IndyCar Series in one place, in one amazing, magical place for this weekend.
Yeah, you know, maybe one of the best things that came out of COVID was the fact that IndyCar was trying to figure out how to get a bunch of dates in. NASCAR was trying to get started in the summer to get their racing in as well. And we sat down together with IndyCar and NASCAR and said, let's try and do a weekend together at the same racetrack. And we thought it was so much fun. We did it again last year, and this year we're doing it again. So that's the only racetrack in the world where you can see the Cup Series and the NTT IndyCar Series on the same racetrack the same weekend, and then you throw the Xfinity cars in there as well. It's a pretty crazy weekend. Saturday in particular is really crazy. You get Cup practice in qualifying, you get Xfinity qualifying in the race, and you get the IndyCar final practice in their race. So it is a ton of activity on track, sort of a racing fan's dream that weekend. So I can't wait. I love it. It's on the road course instead of the oval, which, you know, you got to remind people because they still forget. And just really looking forward to a great weekend.
Well, I thought it went really well. The whole road course transition, that's been something that you've seen in racing, specifically in NASCAR. It has increased. And so you're seeing a little bit more of that, and fans are loving it. Your thoughts on that, too? Is it something where you like to highlight, you know, that part of the track, especially with the NASCAR fans? Has it been a little bittersweet to get away from the oval, or is this a nice, fresh change?
You know, it's all of the above, really. I mean, it's a nice, fresh change that I think, honestly, that the Brickyard needed. The competition had been struggling a little bit for the Brickyard 400. NASCAR deciding to do some road racing over the last couple of years, and that road racing being kind of excited. Obviously, they're going to be doing some Chicago street racing, which is really cool. So I think NASCAR's done a really good job over the last few years at just stepping out of that, hey, we're an oval-based Southern American series, and turning it into something a little unique and exciting. So that's great. And obviously IndyCar on road courses is really what they do outside of Indianapolis and the Indy 500. Most of their racing is that. So for me, it was just a nice change, good way to go forward. The Brickyard and the oval is absolutely important. I think we'll eventually get back there at some point in time, maybe not to do it every year, but certainly get back there occasionally for a Cup as well, because I do think winning on the oval is something super special and means an awful lot to both IndyCar and NASCAR drivers.
The Indianapolis Motor Speedway is a destination not only for the historic action on the track, but also just for race fans, a destination. You're heading to the Taj Mahal, right? You get a chance to do that. We talked a little bit about the 500 and all sort of the things around it that make it extra fun and kind of build out that experience. For this weekend, what else do you have going on? I'm sure there are things. Obviously, there's a ton of racing, so maybe there's just time to focus on that. But what else do you have for the fans?
So I really, the biggest thing for this weekend is the on-track product. When we added all three of the series together, especially on that Saturday, there is not a lot of time to do other things. We have started thinking about what does next year look like, and do we want to bring music back, because we've had music as part of those weekends, and you know, do we do a food festival? Are there other things that we can do in addition to the on-track? But just given that this is only the second time that fans have ever gotten a chance to experience all these cars, all these series together, same racetrack, same place, same weekend, we wanted to focus again on the racing, but I think eventually we'll get to where it feels a little like an Indy 500 in May, where you have some other activities that take place as well. But for this year, we're focused on the good on-track product that I know that we're going to all see.
One big highlight, you know, because you think about this, and Jim Cornelissen is as amazing as he is singing back home in Indiana. He is known as the anthem singer, and to have him actually singing the anthem, I think is really cool for fans. They're going to love it.
I think it's really cool as well. And in fact, you know, that's kind of how we found Jim, right? It was obviously his Blackhawk rendition and how crazy everybody goes when he sings. And he has an Indiana connection because he got a master's at Indiana University. We thought, wow, it'd be kind of fun to have him do back home again in Indiana for May. And we've always tried to figure out, is there a place for him to bring that national anthem, that voice to the national anthem here at the Speedway? So we'll be excited to do that during Brickyard Weekend. It'll be interesting to see how our fans handle it. If folks from the Chicago area or Blackhawk fans are around and start screaming and yelling while he's singing, and then the guy that's used to the real respectful national anthem, is going to be interesting to see how our venue reacts.
I had never thought of that, Doug. That is going to be an interesting kind of collision of experiences, right? Because, you know, and for the listeners, obviously our WGN listeners know that everyone screams through the anthem that Jim sings for the Blackhawks. And typically, right, it's a sort of a solemn moment. We'll see. Maybe it'll be a smattering of both. It is going to be cool. And the last thing, you know, you mentioned, you know, obviously this is the first year that it's been fully open for everybody and all that. For Roger, you know, he got into this at a time where nobody knew that the pandemic was happening. To a person, everyone in racing and even from the fan side said you couldn't have found a better person to take over, not only for IndyCar, but certainly for the Speedway. As he thought about it, as he talked to you, he's super excited to be able to, you know, finally in a fully open way, showcase this thing with both series.
Yeah, he's really excited. He's been a great steward of the Speedway for his 2.5 years that he's been at the helm. Great influence on motorsport, no matter what kind of motorsport it is in North America, his entire career. And I get a chance to communicate with him every day. He comes down here once a week and spends time with us. He cares about this place. He cares about our fans. He cares about the experiences. And this year, all of us on staff, what we really wanted to do is we wanted to deliver for him an Indy 500 where it was full and people could come, and that was a special gift that we were able to give him. And I know he's looking forward to Brickyard Weekend as well and getting folks back in here. It's pretty fun to learn from and watch him work. And the guy is unbelievable. His work ethic, but his focus on detail is unlike anything I've ever seen. And it's been a really cool learning experience, even as a post 50-year-old here, to continue to learn from maybe one of the greatest business people that we've seen in the last century.
Yeah. And people are learning from him too, hoping for that sweep. You know, last year you got a couple of the races, now hoping for all three to win in all three series at your own home game right there at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. It's going to be great. We're going to have a couple pairs of tickets to give away for WGN listeners. So thank you, Doug, to you and your team. And of course to Roger and everybody for helping to make even more people excited to head down there and see you. We'll have links up at WGNradio.com. And is it IMS.com for tickets and for any other information on events and drivers and all that stuff coming up?
Yeah, IMS.com is the best place to get that information. And just remind your listeners, too, if you've got somebody 15 and under, everybody 15 and under is free the entire Brickyard Weekend. So if an adult's coming down, if you've got kids 15 and under, whether it's your own kids or your kids and their kids and your kids' friends, 15 and under are free anytime through the gate for those three races. So we're looking forward to seeing lots of families here.
Hoping for great weather. We know it'll be great racing and a great experience. Doug, thanks so much for what you're doing. We know we got to let you get back to it. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
No problem. Thanks for having me.